Let's take a look at some farm news here for you for your Tuesday morning. Senate leaders have reached an agreement to end the government shutdown, passing a bill to fund the government until February 8th. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to end a filibuster on the spending bill in exchange for Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's word that the Senate will begin debating immigration by the day the short-term spending bill expires. The Senate vote was 80-18, with 33 Democrats joining 47 Republicans in voting for the measure. The Department of Ag had planned to furlough roughly 70% of the agency's employee, despite notices from the Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue that many core programs would remain open during the shutdown. USDA insisted that during the brief shutdown, food safety inspection would occur, along with import controls, core nutrition programs, and crop insurance. Some speculate the brief government shutdown harms efforts to pass future legislation later this year, including the next farm bill. Trade negotiators are in Montreal for the next round of talks regarding NAFTA. The session could last a round of significant talks before the Mexican presidential campaigns, which lead up to a July 1st election, making negotiations too difficult, according to the Hagstrom Report. The talks will last until January 29th, when the top U.S., Mexican, and Canadian trade officials are scheduled to meet. The Canadian Press reports the nation will be hosting an angry U.S. trade delegation, and many expect contentious issues to be addressed, including agriculture. The talks come as Bloomberg claims the U.S. and Canada agree on 40% of the topics being negotiated, and that Mexico may be able to accept terms for vehicles. Mexico claims that trade negotiators are close to completing work on 10 of the 13 NAFTA chapters. Still, the fate of the agreement remains unclear, as the Trump administration has routinely threatened to end the trade pact. President Trump also has said that a new NAFTA will greatly benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers. Trade officials are gathering this week in Tokyo and are trying to forge ahead on the Trans-Pacific Partnership without the U.S., but are bogged down by Canada. The member countries of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, also known as TPP-11, reached a basic agreement on the pact in November, but Canada is holding out to secure protection of its cultural industries and has said it will not be rushed into signing a deal that other members hope to conclude by March, according to Reuters. TPP nations are committed to advancing the deal forward as quickly as possible. While not likely, the nations could exclude Canada, as Australian officials say. Our focus is bringing a new TPP agreement into force as soon as possible with those who are ready to move. Farm groups, including Canadian Cattlemen's Association, last week urged Canada to commit to the agreement. Without the new TPP, the association says Canadian beef producers will watch helplessly as our exports to Japan erode. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday ruled that federal district courts, not the Federal Court of Appeals, have jurisdiction to review the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. The decision, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, brings greater clarity to an issue that has bogged down in the litigation for years. AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen says the decision is positive but also provides uncertainty because the Sixth Court must soon lift its nationwide stay of the 2015 rule. The EPA and the Trump administration is reworking the rule but has not finalized the proposal to delay the 2015 WOTUS rule. Nearly all sides of the WOTUS rule declared this ruling a win, including environmental groups, as all sides argued the rule did not fall within the categories of the Clean Water Act and stipulates belong in the appeals court. However, the Trump administration had argued that the challenges were legally within the purview of the appeals court because the rule touched on EPA's permitting authorities. That's been a look at farm news here for you on a Tuesday morning on KLGR.